The colourful town of Springfield. In school, Bart writes out lines on the blackboard. This punishment is not boring and pointless. As the bell rings, he zooms off on his skateboard. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Baby Maggie accidentally gets scanned and bagged at the supermarket checkout, while Lisa gets kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Homer feels the plutonium down the back of his shirt and throws it out of his car window, just as Bart's skating along a busy pavement. Maggie turns a toy steering wheel in her car seat, then she and Marge both toot their horns. Back home, Homer narrowly avoids being run over by the entire family. Then they find their places taken on the sofa by the Flintstones. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon.
Well, children, it's the last day of school.
Yay!
Here are your grades.
Mrs. Krabappel, if I don't get a C average, my dad won't let me go to Camp Krusty.
Well, it isn't fair to the other children, but all right.
She changes F minus to C minus.
Much obliged, doll.
Oh, Bart Simpson, I'm gonna miss you.
Attention, everyone. This is Principal Skinner. I trust you all remembered to bring in your implements of destruction.
Nelson has a flamethrower and Bart a gun. A girl in pigtails slices a desk in half with a chainsaw. Books are tossed on a bonfire and groundskeeper Willie drives a tractor through a wall.
Somebody put a torch to these permanent records. Quickly now.
Bart swings a huge demolition ball into the wall above the school entrance.
Wake up, boy.
Oh, I dreamt it was the last day of school.
Well, it is.
Oh, how do I know this isn't some beautiful dream, too? Ow! You know, a pinch is more traditional.
Breakfast time. Bart's studying a brochure for Camp Krusty.
Homer, you do remember your promise to the children.
Sure do. When you're 18, you're out the door.
No, Dad. You promised if Bart and I got C averages, we could go to Camp Krusty. And with no false modesty, you're looking at one happy camper.
Yeah, well, just remember, when you see my report card, they got this whole new grading system this year. It now goes DBAC.
Now listen, boy, we have an understanding, and you'd better keep your end of it. I don't think I'd be any kind of a father if you got D's and I let you go to Camp Krusty.
But, Dad...
Son, if you really want something in this life, you have to work for it. Now, quiet, they're about to announce the lottery numbers.
17.
Don't!
32.
Don't!
5.
Don't!
8.
Woohoo!
47.
Don't!
Attention, students. Please clear out your lockers into the waste baskets provided.
36. 24. 36.
Bart's combination lock.
Ah, let's see what we got here. Oh, my gym shorts.
They're as stiff as a board.
Here are your final report cards. I have nothing left to say to any of you. So if nobody minds, let's just quietly run out the clock.
Lisa has all A's, but for a B plus for conduct.
I've never gotten a B before.
How could this have happened? I feel so dirty. The dirt's not coming off. Okay, calm down. This must just be a little typo. Oh, Miss Homer, there appears to be a mistake on my report card. You gave me a B plus in conduct?
Now, Lisa, everyone needs a blotch on their permanent record.
Perhaps I'm not making myself clear. I think you should reconsider.
Lisa, you're hurting me.
Mrs. Krabappel, in figuring out my final grades, I hope you'll note that all of my textbooks are being returned in excellent condition. In some cases, still in their original wrappings.
Duly noted.
I'd also like to add, as I gaze upon your beauty, I've never seen an angel fly so low.
Forget it, short pants.
D minus.
Mrs. Krabappel, if I don't get at least a C average, I can't go to Camp Krusty.
Have a delightful summer.
A clock ticks up to 3 o'clock.
4, 3.
Cool!
Don't open your mouth.
1.
The kids stampede out of school, and a bell swings in a bell tower.
Wait a minute! You didn't learn how World War II ended. We won!
I haven't seen such unfettered hurly-burly since the fall of Saigon. Well, William, another school year gone by.
And may I say, a job well done, sir.
Well, back to work then. Make sure to give those toilets a good scrubbing. We want the old girls sparkling when I get back.
Aye, sir. You silk-wearing buttercup.
All right, 3 old months of SpaghettiOs and daytime TV.
So, Bart, will you be joining me in the bucolic splendor of Camp Krusty? You bet. Check out this hand. All aces.
A+! Oh, Bart, why didn't you at least forge plausible grades?
Oh.
Hi, kids! Only 1 week left to sign up for the bestest summer ever at Camp Krusty.
In a promotional film, Krusty performs some stunt horse riding.
Camp Krusty is built on an actual Indian burial ground. We've got archery, wallet making, the whole Megillah. And for you fat kids, my exclusive program of diet and ridicule will really get results. And the best part is, when you come to Camp Krusty, you'll spend the summer with me on East Indian.
Well, here goes nothing.
Homer's mowing the lawn and everything in his path.
Don't! Stupid roller skate.
Well, Dad, here's my report card. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
A+! You don't think much of me, do you, boy?
No, sir.
You know, a D turns into a B so easily. You just got greedy.
Well, so I won't get to go to camp?
Now, Bart, we made this deal because I thought it would help you get good grades. And you didn't. But why should you pay for my mistake?
You mean I can go?
Yeah, I didn't want you hanging around all summer anyway.
Oh, Dad, you're the best father a boy could ever have.
Hey, son. Now, you've got little hands. Could you reach under that mower and pull out that skate? Never mind.
Bart, where's your bathing suit?
I'm gonna swim naked.
Your what?
Ah, sure. There'll be a couple of uptight counselors who won't dig the Bart philosophy, but I feel the human body is a thing of beauty.
Marge, am I crazy or is my back getting hairier?
Before I go to camp, I'll need boosters for malaria, German measles, encephalitis, Hansen's disease.
Oh, now I'm afraid what we have here is an advanced case of hypochondria. There's only one known cure. A Wowie Pop.
Don't patronize me, Doctor.
It's our last family dinner for 6 weeks, but I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
Marge sobs as the rest of the family tuck in.
Oh, I'm going to miss this.
Hey, hands off my pickle.
I don't see your name on it, boy.
No, but...
Oh, yeah? Checkmate.
Always thinking 2 moves ahead.
We'll see you when you get back from Image Enhancement Camp.
Spare me your euphemisms. It's Fat Camp for Daddy's Chubby Little Secret.
You promised you wouldn't make a scene.
Goodbye, my special little guy. Lisa, watch out for poison ivy. Remember, leaves of 3, let it be.
Leaves of 4, eat some more.
Goodbye.
Goodbye,
goodbye,
Mom.
Sweetie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I miss you every day.
Don't look in my closet. In fact, stay out of my room altogether.
If the pets die, don't replace them. I'll know.
Parents wave off their kids, then crack open the champagne as the bus disappears from view. A wooden bridge collapses as the bus drives over it.
Hi, kids! Welcome to Camp Krusty! I'll see you in a few weeks. Until then, I've turned things over to my bestest buddy in the whole wide world.
Mr. Black.
I want you to treat...
Mr. Black.
...with the same respect you would give me. Now here's...
Mr. Black.
Thank you, Krusty, and welcome, children. I am Mr. Black, your head counselor. For the past 15 years, I was president of Euro Krusty Land. Until it blew up. I'll take any questions you might have. You, and then one more.
Can we call you Uncle Blackie?
No. Last question.
When do we get to see Krusty?
He will be along eventually. In the meantime, our counselors, Dolph, Jimbo, and Kearney, will be happy to handle any problems you may have.
A small boy coughs nervously.
Looks like we got ourselves a troublemaker.
Marge is taking a shower.
You can have that shower to yourself, homie. I'm finished.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh.
Here's your cabin. If you don't like it, TS.
A tumble-down wooden hut. As Bart, Lisa, and three other kids survey their dingy dormitory, a snake slithers out.
This is a little more rustic than I expected.
I'm not worried, Lise. You know why? Because of this. The Krusty brand seal of approval. You can only find it on products which meet the high personal standards of Krusty the Clown.
Krusty burns his finger.
Ow! Oops, I should have warned you. That clock gets incredibly hot if you leave it plugged in.
That's okay. All this stuff is fine. Now I'm up to Wimbledon.
A campfire.
Don't we get to roast marshmallows?
Shut up, meet your pine cone.
Kearney pours petrol on the fire. A battered canoe.
Are you sure that's safe?
Well, it ain't getting any safer.
It breaks up.
All right, you balls of pan drippings! I want to see Crisco coming out of those pores! We're not leaving until this Christmas ham gives me a pull-up!
A camp choir.
Hail to thee, Camp Krusty, by the shores of Big Snake Lake. Though your swings are rusty, we know they'll never break.
Louder! Faster!
From your
A frog jumps out of a bowl Lisa's eating from, and Bart falls down a hole as he goes to catch a ball. A nurse strikes a match on a boy's plaster cast, then Bart, Lisa, and Milhouse run downhill ahead of falling rocks. The stage collapses under the weight of the choir.
You're serving us gruel?
Not quite. This is Krusty brand imitation gruel. 9 out of 10 orphans can't tell the difference.
Yo, Mr. Black, another brandy.
Gentlemen, to Weevil.
Marge, since the kids left, I lost 5 pounds.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And look, new hair. I'm this close to having a comb over.
Lights out, losers.
Yeah, we're meeting some tail on the other side of the lake.
Dolph and Jimbo lock the dormitory door.
I feel like I'm gonna die, Bart.
We're all gonna die, Lise.
I meant soon.
So did I.
Meanwhile, at Wimbledon.
Strawberries.
Lendl! Choke! Choke! Yeah!
Point and game, Becker. And will the Harlequin in the third row please keep his voice down?
Sorry, folks. Sorry, Your Majesty.
Dear kids, I hope this letter finds you well. We are doing great. Your father is in the best shape he's been since, well, ever.
Dice! Drinks! Agility.
We miss you terribly. I hope these jelly bean cookies will tide you over until you get home.
Hey, Simpson, tell your mom her cookies sucked.
Dear Mom and Dad, I no longer fear hell because I've been to Camp Krusty.
Our nature hikes have become grim death marches.
Milhouse collapses.
A snake bit me.
Back in line, maggot.
Arts and Crafts Center is, in actuality, a Dickensian workhouse.
Come on, wimps. These Gucci wallets have to be on the streets of Hong Kong by Friday.
Bart makes it through the days relying on his unwavering belief that Krusty the Clown will come through.
Krusty is coming. Krusty is coming. Krusty is coming.
But I am far more pessimistic.
Lisa hands her letter to a horseman.
I am not sure if this letter will reach you, as our lines of communication have been cut.
Giddy up!
Now the effort of writing has made me lightheaded, so I close by saying, save us! Save us now! Bart and Lisa.
kids' letters from camp.
Oh, she complains now, but when we go to pick her up, she won't want to leave.
A raging storm.
Lisa, I've been thinking it over. Next summer, I'm getting a job.
Homer, it's getting late. We'll miss the fireworks.
Marge, we've got all the fireworks we need right here.
Well, kids, I promised you a little treat in lieu of dinner, and here it is. The man who took an abandoned mule tannery and turned it into a summer wonderland, Mr. Krusty the Clown.
See? I told you Krusty would come. Just like I said, he's gonna bring us food and water and smite our enemies.
Now, I must tell you, kids, Krusty has laryngitis and a bad back, so he won't be saying anything or doing anything.
Krusty looks fat.
He's really having trouble keeping his balance.
He's still funny, but not ha-ha funny.
That's not Krusty the Clown!
What do you think? I slapped a clown suit on some wino?
Yeah, Bart! I am so Krusty the Clown!
All right, that's it. I've been scorched by Krusty before. I got a rapid heartbeat from those Krusty brand vitamins. My Krusty calculator didn't have a 7 or an 8, and Krusty's autobiography was self-serving with many glaring omissions. But this time, he's gone too far! We want Krusty!
We want Krusty! We want Krusty!
Yeah, we want Krusty! We want Krusty!
I thought you said you broke their spirits.
We did.
You broke nothing.
Let's get him.
To the hydrofoil!
The rebellious campers pull down a totem pole in the guise of Krusty, and Bart smashes a padlock off the camp gates.
My Chucky brothers, gorge yourselves at the Trough of Freedom!
Oh, sweet, nourishing gruel!
Kowalski! My brownies!
Wiggum!
A change of underwear!
Crandall!
My insulin!
A skull and crossbones flag reads Camp Bart.
Bart, you said you're gonna name it Camp Freedom.
This has more zing.
I dub thee, sir.
Urgent call for Mr. Clown.
This better be important. Oi, Gavalt!
Just let your head flop back and forth. Your neck is a well-cooked piece of asparagus.
We interrupt Sir Drudan Mabaradad's yoga party for this special bulletin. Crisis at Camp Krusty.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been to Vietnam, Afghanistan, and Iraq, and I can say without hyperbole that this is a million times worse than all of them put together.
A burning effigy.
A group of school-age Spartacuses has taken this camp by force. Three counselors are missing and presumed scared. What's that? I'm being told I can have an exclusive interview with the ringleader.
Don't be the boy. Don't be the boy.
Seeing Bart on TV, Homer's hair falls out and his paunch expands.
I just want the whole world to know that this was a really crappy camp. Can I say crappy on TV?
Yes, on this network you can.
Is it true you attempted suicide when you heard the news?
Are you and Princess Di just friends?
You people make me sick. You're vultures. Where were you when I sang at Farm Aid? Out of my way, you parasite. I said out of my way. I'm no fake. I'm the real Krusty.
Oh, yeah? Who played your daughter in the short-lived sitcom President Clown?
I don't know her name, but she held up a liquor store last year.
I smell bacon. Let's see if he's wearing a wire.
Not the face!
It is the real Krusty. Look at that pacemaker scar, the cattle skull birthmark, and his famous superfluous nipple.
Well, at least you're not as bad as customs.
How could you, Krusty? I never lend my name to an inferior product.
Oh! They drove a dump truck full of money up to my house. I'm not made of stone.
Krusty, this camp was a nightmare. They fed us gruel. They forced us to make wallets for export, and one of the campers was eaten by a bear.
Oh, my God!
Well, actually, the bear just ate his hat.
Was it a nice hat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God! Well, I'm gonna make it all up to you. I'm gonna show you kids the time of your life. Get ready for 2 weeks at the happiest place on Earth. Tijuana!
South of the border.
A selection of snapshots from Tijuana. The kids watching a cockfight, Krusty drunk on tequila, Bart getting an Ay Caramba tattoo, and Krusty missing the bus home.
And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray.